Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, and glory in the name of Jesus on this wonderful day. For this truly is the day that the Lord has made, praise God. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth on this evening, continuing forth with the reading of God's holy word from the King James Version. Amen. And we truly are blessed and honored to be able to come forth with that word of God in the name of Jesus. Each word, each sentence, each scripture, amen, each chapter that we come forth in the name of Jesus on today, we come forth in Jesus' name to continue to bring God's holy word. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth on today giving God honor first and foremost before anything and everything. We honor God in the name of Jesus. And then I come forth in Jesus' name to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. We truly thank God on today. Once again, we give God praise. Once again, we give God honor. We give God glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Amen. We're coming forth out of the reading of the book of Ezra, praise God, chapter 10. And we continue to move forward reading God's word, thanking God for being able to come forth, bringing his word in Jesus' name. Praise God. We're coming out of the book of chapter 10, the book of Ezra. And we're going to be reading for about an hour today because we missed last evening. It did not register to the radio station. It did not record. It did not go forth on the air, for it was muted somehow. You know, these things do happen, and we do apologize. Yet we're going to take a break for a moment, and when we come back, we'll continue reading. First, we're going to pray, and then we're going to read God's holy word. Amen. Amen. We continue to move forward with his word because we are having understanding in the name of Jesus as to how we are to continue bringing God's holy word at the time in which he has for us to bring it. Praise God. Sometimes we run into little situations that kind of put us back, but we continue to press on and trust God for what it is that we're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue, praise God, reading God's holy word. Amen. We'll be right back.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never, never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. I would have lost it all. Oh, but now I see
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and glory to your name. We never would have made it without you, God. Hallelujah. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better in Jesus' name. And though I haven't come all the way, just like you have not come all the way, we still are better than we once had been. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God on today. We give God praise, honor, and glory for allowing us to be obedient and on our throne doing what it is that he would call for us to do on this day. Once again, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry of Friends, and we're going to continue forth reading out of the book of Ezra, chapter 10. Praise God. And we're going to move forward in Jesus' name. Pray for us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, once again, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory for all of what you do and what you've done. Help us to continue to be obedient and doing what it is that you have us to read and study in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory as you touch each and every person that's listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, into our archives. Lord, we pray that you bless their finances, bless their relationships, bless their health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and cover them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we are truly blessed in the name of Jesus to be here before you to continue reading God's holy word. We're coming out of the book of Ezra, praise God, chapter 10. Let us read. And we will be reading for an hour today because we, yesterday, it was not recorded on the message or on the reading that we did. So we're making up on reading what we would have read on yesterday in addition to what we're reading on today. So be patient with us. Pray for us as we just have prayed in Jesus' name. God bless. Let us read. Ezra chapter 10. Now when Ezra had prayed and when he had confessed weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, we have testified, trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now, therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born of the trouble, and according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that trouble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise! But this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage and do it. Then arise, Ezra, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word. And they swore. Then Ezra rose up for before the house of God and went into the chamber of Janus, and said unto Ishab, and when they come thither, and did eat no bread, nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgressions of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together into Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come 3 days according to the counsel of the princes and the elders
all his substance should be fortified and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin prepared themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 12th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of the matter and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, ye have trespassed, transgressed, and have taken strange women to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do the pleasures, and separate yourself from the people of the land, and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation answered and said unto the loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do. Are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without, neither is there a work of one day or two. For we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come and appoint a time, and when them the elders of every city and the judges thereof unto the fierce wrath of our God, for the matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Eshiel and Josiah, and the son of Tekba, were employed about this matter, and Mesullam and Shabbatiah, the Levite, only Jonathan, the son of Eshiel and Jahaziah, and the son of Zekakda, were employed unto this matter, and Mesullam and Shabbatiah and Levite helped them, and the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all them of their names, 10th month, and examined the matter. And they made an end of all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. And among the sons of the priests there were found that had taken strange wives, namely of the sons of Joshua, and the son of Zadok, and his brethren, Messiah, and Eleazar, and Jerob, and Jedaliah. And they gave their hands that they had put away their wives. And being guilty, they all offended and offered a ram of the flock of their trespass. And of the sons of Emer, and Nana, and Zebiah, and Shemaiah, and Jael, and Uzziah, and the sons of Pashur, Elionia, Messiah, Ishmael, Nathaniel, Jezebad, and Elisha, also of the Levites, Jezebad, the Shimei, and Kelemhai, the son of Kileta, Tanaya, Judah, and Eleazar, of the singers also, Eliasheb, and of the porters, Shalum, and Telem, and Uri. Moreover, they of Israel, and of the sons of Pershosh, Remoah, and Jeziah, and Mechaliah, and Miamin, and Eleazar, and Melchizah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, and Jael, and Adabai,
and Jeremoth and Eliah, and of the sons of Zetu, Elinah, Elisheb, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zet, Bed, and Aziza. Of the sons also of Bedi, Johanan, Hananiah, Zebadiah, and Attiah. And of the sons of Benai, Meshulam, Melech, and Edbada, Jashub, and Sheel, and Momad. And of the sons of Pehath, Moab, Ada, and Shemil, Benea, Meshea, Matea, Bezalel, and Banua, and Manasseh, and of the sons of Hiram, Eleazar, Ishijah, Melchiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Melech, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hisham, Mattiah, Matuta, Zubed, Eliphaz, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shammai, and the sons of Benai, Madai, Amoraim, Eu, Benaiah, Bedea, Melia, Mania, Benia, Merimoth, Elishib, Mataniah, Metana, Joshua, Benai, Benua, Shimei, Shelemiah, and Nathan, Inadiah, Makabiah, Shasha, Sheriai, Ezil, Shamiah, Sheremiah, Shalom, Meremiah, and Josh, Joseph, of the sons of Nebo, Jeel, Mattiah, Zebed, Zebania, Jedu, and Joel, Benaiah. All of these had taken strange wives, and the sons of them, and sons, and wives by whom they had children. We are beginning chapter 1 of the book of Nehemiah. Let us read. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hekaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chilisilu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shisham, the palace, that Hanan, one of my brethren, came, he and the Jews that had escaped, which were left on the captivity of the concerning Jerusalem. And he said unto me, the remnants that are left of the captivity that are in the province of all the great affliction and reproach, and wall of Jerusalem, it also is broken down, and the gates thereof were burned with fire, came to pass. When I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned 7 days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let them hear now, be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear in prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned.
We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments for the statutes or judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress in why will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though thou were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the enemy, yet will I gather them from tents and will bring them into the place that I will chosen to set my name there. Now, there, these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by the great power and by thy strong hand. Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and the prayer of thy servant, who desire to fear thy name and prosper in thy prayer thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king cupbearer. Chapter 2 of Nehemiah. It came to pass in the north, Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king has said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's scepter, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, what doest thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou shouldest send me into Judah, into the city of my father's scepter, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall they journey me? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let us be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me into Judah. And after the letter, unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's courts, that he may give me timber and make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertained to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king gathered me, granted me, according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river to give them the king's letter. Now the king has sent captains to the army and the horsemen with me. When Sanballat
the Harnite, and Tobiah, the servant, an Ammonite, heard of it. It grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to speak the welfare of the children of Israel.
So I came to Jerusalem. I was thou 3 days. And I arose in the night, and I some few men with me, neither told I many man with my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and commanded thy servant Moses, saying, in the king's pool. But there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. The rulers knew not whither I went, or what I did. Neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, yea, see the distress that we are in? Now Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more and reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, and also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Amorite and the Geshem and Arabian heard it, they laughed scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing ye do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them, and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will rise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Chapter 3. And Elisha, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priest, and they built the sheep gate, and they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it, even unto the towers of Maah. They sanctified it. Unto the tower of Hananiah, and next unto him build the men of Jericho, and next to them build Zakur the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hananiah build, when also laid the beams thereof, and set up thereof, and locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth the son of Uriah, the son of Kaz, And next unto them repaired Muslim, and the son of Barakiah, and the son of Meshazelah, Bel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Bena. And next unto them, and Tekite repaired. And the nobles put not their necks to the work of the Lord. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Pasea, and Mislam, the son of Bishadiah. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and locks thereof, and the doors thereof. And the next rear to repair Melatiah the Gideonite, and Gaden the Maronite, the man of Gideon, and the Mizpah, unto the throne of the governor of this side of the river. Next unto him repaired Uzziah, the son of Harahiah, and the goldsmith. Next unto him also repaired Hananiah, and the son of the one of the apothecaries, and of their fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall. The next unto them repaired Rehabiah, the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. The next unto them repaired Jedidiah, the son of Harumah, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush, the son of Hashabaniah, Melchijah, the son of Hiram, and Heshab, the son of Pahath Moab, repaired the other piece of the tower of the furnace. And next unto them repaired Shillim, the son of Helahash, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. The valley gate repaired Hanan, and inhabitants of Zenoah, they built it, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the wall unto the dung gate. But the dung gate repaired Micaiah, the son of Arikad, the ruler of the part of Beth-Hiram, and built it, and set up the doors thereof, and locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shalom, the son of Kelethias, the ruler of the port of Mizpah. He built it and covered it, and set up the doors thereof, and locks thereof, and the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of the Shiloh be the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After he repaired Nehemiah, the son of Esbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethzir, unto the place over against the scepters of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. After he repaired the Levites, Rehum and the son of Benai, next unto him repaired Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keliah in his part. After him repaired the brethren, Beviah, the son of Hanadad, the ruler of half part of Keliah. The next to him repaired Elzer, the son of Joshua, the ruler of Mizpah, ruler another piece over against the going up to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him, Barak, the son of Zabai, earnestly repaired the other piece from the turning of the wall onto the door of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him repaired Mormuth, the son of Urujah, the son of Koz, another piece, for the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after he repaired the priests, the men of the plain, after him repaired Benjamin and Heshab over against their house. After him repaired Azariah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ananiah and his house. After him repaired Benua, the son of Henadad, another piece for the house of Azariah unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. Pelel, the son of Isaiah, over against the turning of the wall in the tower which lieth out from the king's high house that was by the court of the prison. After him, Padiah, the son of Perosh. Moreover, Thinim dwelt in Ophel on to the place over against the water gate toward the east and toward the light out. After them, the Tekites repaired another piece over against the great tower that lieth out even unto the wall of Ophel from above the horse gate. Repaired the priest, everyone over against his house. After them repaired Zadok, the son of Immer, over against his house. After him repaired also Shimei, the son of Zechariah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Ahunan, the sixth son of Zephah, another piece. After him repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, over against chamber. After him repaired Micaiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinim, and of the merchants over against the gate Nephagid, to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner onto the sheep gate, we pad the goldsmith in the merchants. Chapter 4. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that the building of the wall, he was wrought and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before the brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which are buried? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they built, even a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone walls. Hear, O our God, for we are despised to turn their approach unto our own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity and not their sin by blotting out from there before thee for they have provoked thee to anger before the building. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together into the half staff of, for the people had mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat, the Tobiah, and the Arabians, and the Ammonites, and the Ishbonites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped by they were very wroth, they conspired all of them together to go and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and as much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. An adversary said, they shall not have neither seed till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dealt by them came, they said unto us 10 times from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, said I, in the lower places, behold the wall, and all the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their sword, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and I rose up, and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great, terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass, for that time forth, that half of my servants wrought in the works, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the headguns, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, which built on the wall, and they that bear burdens, when those that laid it, every one with one of his hands, routed to work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and his so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place therefore ye hear the second of the trumpet, resort ye to the unto it, unto us. Our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them hailed the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Praise God. That's going to bring us conclusion to the reading of God's holy word as we conclude with chapter 4 out of the book of Nehemiah. Praise God. Continuously moving on, one day at a time, trusting in God and believing that on tomorrow, if God continues to not come back, then we're going to prepare ourselves one more time, one more day, one more time for the preparing of Jesus Christ. God is coming. Are you ready? We thank God for his word. That we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and seek him while he may be found. Be blessed.
No.